Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't decide if we're united or divided on the 14-year-old girl topic here. Are we?
Whoa.
Can you
let's just
specific?
Let that sit. Yeah. Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Aaron. No, it's a 14-year-old girl lost her door because she wouldn't stop slamming it.
Yeah.
She was warned.
Yes, mm-hmm. Repeatedly. She was punished repeatedly. And she still wouldn't.
How does everybody in this room feel about the door slamming? Because this is going to sound snobberish, which is kind of my MO. I have solid core doors in my house.
Yeah.
If you slam that door and anybody is anywhere near it, they could lose a limb.
Amen.
It's terrifying. Yeah. To me. So I once put a pencil in the door and had my son slam the door and it just snapped it.
Smart.
In two. Immediately he was like, oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm so jealous of the solid core doors.
Yeah, because slamming the other doors.
When my dad came to our house the first time, he's like, oh, hollow core doors. Just that little comment, I've never forgotten it. Now, every time I close a door, I'm like, God, what a piece of junk. Why did I buy this?
You can replace them, one at a time.
I've looked into it. Not cost-effective.
But, here's the problem that I have with it. I think if she keeps doing that, you have to take it away from her.
The door.
Which is what the parent did. They were like, you just don't get the door.
Yep.
She's 14.
Privacy, there's things.
They put up a curtain.
Oh,
it's not the same.
I wouldn't even put up the curtain.
You
were warned, having your privacy is a privilege that you have been, not taking, you haven't had the responsibility to take care of. I feel like I'm talking about the Berenstain Bears book. With privilege comes responsibility.
Okay.
You have a responsibility to do the right thing and to maintain your privilege. And if we've given you warnings, you continue to act this way, now you've lost the privilege.
But you don't want to see or hear. I mean, I'm speaking as a 14-year-old boy. If it was a 14-year-old boy, I would not want to take his door away. I want him to be able to be in that room and take care of business.
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Even for a week?
14-year-old boys can get a lot done in a week.
Yeah.
And it's like,
if they needed to have a closed door, they could go to the bathroom.
I guess, but I don't want to have to blacklight. I want to concentrate. I want to concentrate
one
that damage
only.
To yes. So this is the room.
Well, I have the hollow core door, so I can't do the snapping. I'm going to do the demonstration to my daughter and she's going to go,
the
yeah.
The door will break.
Exactly.
You can pre-break a pencil and have it ready.
I don't think they're wrong in doing it, but I just think there's times where it's like taking your kids, if your kid is screwing up and you take their phone away, I get that, but then they're going to school and they don't have their phone and you're really punishing you.
Yes.
Then you can't
tell
them where you're picking them up. You can't talk to them about if there was an emergency at school or they had an allergic reaction or something. Sometimes the punishment is too much, and taking away the door while it sends the signal you can't slam it at all anymore, but then they have zero. A 14-year-old girl should be able to go in there and be with her thoughts and have, like, you got to take something else away from her.
Well, I agree. She should be able to do that, but she chose not to. She didn't listen to the warnings. Like, so there has to be a punishment. And I think the punishment has to match what it's like. We've talked about before. There's the girl who had bad grades, so her mom shaved her head to punish her. Well, that punishment doesn't match the action at all. So that doesn't make sense. So
but
the kid's not going to
understand.
What can
you do when she's got bad grades? Like, get eye speculums and make her sit there and look at a textbook all day long? Like, she's on Clockwork Orange?
You would take away other distractions that are taken away from schoolwork, or get her a tutor or something like that. Like,
but I think that that mom in that case was she had bad grades because she was consumed with social media. So she's like, you're not going to be pretty for social media anymore. You'll stop taking pictures of yourself now that your head is shaved. So you'll buckle down.
But that's also more, granted, it's not permanent, but that's the only word I can think of, because it takes forever for hair to grow back. Yeah. You can put a door back on its hinges immediately.
So everyone in this room would just take that door from that 14-year-old, no matter what.
You said something a long time ago that on one of your birthdays or Christmas, your parents got you a bed. And you're like, they owe me a bed. They have to provide me a bed. This isn't a gift.
It didn't feel like a gift.
Though your parents, do they owe you your privacy? Do they have to provide you with privacy?
I think once you reach an age where you're going to do private things, they do owe you that.
Wow.
But you're also at the age where you should be respecting the property, the area that you're living in. Like, and that includes not slamming doors.
Can't we just make her sleep on the couch or something? I don't know what the right punishment is, but I just think
it doesn't feel right taking the door.
Like, she can go in there as long as she closes the door quietly, but maybe she doesn't get to sleep in there. Or there's something else, but you can't take away a place where she could go in there and just
be safe.
Jesus, they were putting cry rooms on universities so college kids could be like, I'm overwhelmed and I just need to walk into this weird little janitor closet and like,
yeah, it's soundproof. We're good. Love it.
That's all. I think that she should still have that, because she's obviously got some pent up anger. That's why she's slamming her door. Take something else away from her. I don't know what it is.
Or maybe find out what's wrong and try and help her from that angle instead of just as a result. You're right.
What was just that? Burn the house down.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor, serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio, just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home, and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.